I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite Ladies' Corner, which is Muslim Lady. I'm Asma. I have the honor to be your host once again. And here with me, I have Sister Zainab. Before everything, I wish wherever you are, you're doing well and life is treating you well. So, Sister Zainab, assalamu alaikum and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming here and for being a part of Muslim Lady, as in today's episode. Just for those who have joined us and they do not know you, probably, give us a very brief introduction about yourself.
Okay, I'm Zainab from Indian University of Kashmir, and I'm a graduate in science, and then I did my postgraduate in linguistics, and then Hausa for more than a decade. And on the sidelines, I have also been writing a couple of articles, books, mostly based on the Muslim lady.
Wow, that's very great. We wish you luck, and it's a very good news that you're here to share your insights with us. So sometimes it is not very easy to merge in a relationship that is very much new and it's like a fledgling bird. So for a woman, I think most people do not realize the condition of a girl when she's about to enter a new household, when she's about to become a part of another entirely different neighborhood. So the first question is that now that she has been put into a different setting, first of all, how to create that sense of we? Second of all, how to create that feeling of, okay, I belong to this place, I belong to this one person, and still, I do not lose my own individuality. Now, it's very paradoxical, yeah. And I think it's very relatable.
Especially relatable for those who have experienced
By
it.
By the way, do men also go through this sort of feelings?
Indeed, I think while you were introducing the topic, there was something that was coming in my flashbacks. That was the very funny moment in the beginning of our marriage, wherein I, because this was a new country, new people, new language.
Entirely new.
Entirely new, everything new. And like, for example, if you are married in your own country, mm-hmm. you just have a few things, a few struggles, but completely in another country, another language.
Yeah. People were, the avenues are changed now.
Yeah.
The city is changed.
Yeah. So when I was like kind of overwhelmed with this challenge this mm-hmm. around me. And in the same time, I remember it was my sister's husband and her father-in-law, her in-laws, basically. They had come for Ziyara and then they were in a hotel. And in those overwhelming situations, I told my husband that I'll go with my family. And he was like, you and me are
we. Excuse me, family?
Family. Family is me. They are not your family. And I was like, how come you can say they are not my family? He's my elder brother. He's my family. And how are you my family? So, you know,
yeah.
It was this cute question mark.
After a year? Was it after a year?
No, it was just, I think, in the very first month, in the beginning month.
Really? My family?
Yeah. I was unable to, I was quite unable to digest the fact that
I
he's my
that
family
all of a sudden. The same thing was actually given to me as an account by my friend. Like at the very beginning of her marriage, mm-hmm. she told me, do you believe me if I tell you that still when I say our home, mm-hmm. I don't mean my house.
Husband's home, yeah.
I mean my father's
parents.
House.
Yeah.
Yeah. So whenever I'm not there, I don't feel like it's my house.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what happens usually, especially if you're newly, if it's newly married.
And I think it would be doubled if you marry at a very old age. Because yeah. for about like 30 years, you've lived yes. alone with your family.
But for many people, it's so easy. For example, my sister, as she got married, uh-huh. I called her and I told her, would you come home after your office? And she said, yeah, I'll come home. And I started cooking, did everything, and I was waiting and waiting. And then I called her, why didn't you come home? She said,
I'm home.
And I was like, you're not home. Where are you? We are waiting for you. She said, you know, my home after my marriage is my husband's home. It's not.
Oh, very good. Home.
Yeah. So there was such a huge, gap of this understanding, like home, because for a lot of
was people, it the result of different personalities or no?
See, she's my sister. I'm saying she's my sister. For me, see what happened. I was unable yeah. to tell. I was unable to tell my uh-huh. husband that you are my
How
family.
How old
You're
was she
me.
When she married?
So she was. She was in her 20s, when she married. So
not very young to say that young people would get accustomed to things perfectly easily.
Yeah, so like she was, and she said, and I said, so soon? Like,
it's been just that easy you change your family?
Yeah, it's been just a week you're married and you're telling that person that
home that is where my husband
home.
Is.
Yeah. But yeah, so like for some people, it's very easy. But something that's very important and that we should discuss in this episode is that we should maintain a balance. We should be we with our husbands without losing I, without losing yeah. the...
Say that sentence again. This is really important because I do believe many people do not realize the difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like we should be one team. We should be we with them without losing ourselves, without losing our own
without
personality.
Without losing that I,
yeah. So, you know, the Quran, also when it discusses about the spouses, it says that you are garments for one another. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a garment is something intimately close. Garment is something that provides you comfort, protection. Yet it does not erase the person wearing
it,
right?
And it's your safe corner.
Yeah. And as I said, it does not erase the person who is wearing it. So, you have to... build an identity that existed before the relationship as
yeah.
well. You don't have to, you have to continue with the same thing. For mm-hmm. example, a woman's deepest identity, it should never rest on being someone's wife. And
this is really important.
It's a role.
Yeah.
Definitely. We don't deny that. It's a role, but it's not an identity.
Mm-hmm. If you have to, sorry to interrupt, but this is very important. And I think it's a very delicate discussion. Even if you have to adjust to new environment and probably new rules of behaving with others, still keep that I alive.
Yeah. Why should it die after marriage?
Yeah, why should it die? But we see it, by the way.
We see it over and over again
yeah,
and again, dying.
Among the friends, you probably have seen it among your own friends as well. You see many girls that were so vivacious and so chirpy, but then after they marry, mm-hmm. because of certain, laws that go on, in between
wrong laws
who set those laws, yes, you have to adjust to the new household, but it doesn't mean that you have to forget who you were.
Exactly. So your identity is built upon your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your character, what you value. As Imam Ali alayhi salam says that a person, the value of every person is according to what they excel in, and what your intellect, your purpose, your mm-hmm. talents, your hobbies, your unique personality. So marriage actually adds another beautiful role. It does not become an entire foundation of who you
yeah.
are, right?
Same as when you were in your own family, you had a certain sort of behavior with your father, another one with your mother, another one with your siblings.
Right.
Like, you didn't change yourself.
Indeed. So, may Allah, preserve our new supreme leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Khamenei. His wife is a martyr. Mm-hmm. I think she gained a new identity now, like even after her martyrdom. She has now a separate identity. Now we just don't know her only as a martyred wife of a supreme leader. But right
of
now
course.
We are getting to know all the features
as she was
possessed.
Even before her martyrdom.
Exactly. All the just because of all those qualities mm-hmm. she possessed, she earns this. exactly. Honor of martyrdom, right? So in the same way, like, why should you all those... That's why I said...
Define your own identity for yourself.
Exactly.
And don't let it be evaporated.
Yes. So, you know, there's an inner world that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we cannot put anyone else before this. As for every human heart needs a sanctuary where no person enters. And for a believer, mm-hmm. for us, the sanctuary is the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, you know, keep reading Quran, regular du'as, reflection, personal, just have a private space for mm-hmm. worship, for gratitude, for repentance, for
so
those
again,
tears.
I have to mention why this discussion matters. We're talking to Muslim ladies about how is it possible to enter a new household, to create a new nest aside from the one I had used to for so many years.
Yeah.
Still, without not forgetting that. Who I was, not forgetting who my identity is. And I should keep it going. Yes, improve yourself, just as you said. The road for growth is already in front of you, but that doesn't mean you have to wipe out the previous personality and
exactly.
identity.
Exactly. Just as you talked of road, there is something that there are two extremes. This is what makes I envy and makes all those confusions. So, you know, there is dependency and there is independence.
Yeah.
And we have to go on, we have to choose none of these roads.
Exactly.
Like dependency is when you say, I cannot exist emotionally without you.
If there's no we.
If there's no you, I don't exist.
Yeah.
I can't do anything.
I'm defined by you.
So this is dependency.
This is wrong. Yeah.
Then is independence. I don't need you. Okay. Yeah. This is also...
The extreme of this also is very poisonous.
Yeah. So what is the neutral path here is interdependence. Mm-hmm. Wherein like kind of I choose you every day while remaining a whole person.
Exactly.
Myself,
yeah.
Right? So that's interdependence. So we have to be very neutral here. We have to avoid all those extreme paths.
See, I can see that probably what she thinks, I'm talking for those ladies who think that there's no I mm-hmm. think the problem is because they think a perfect relationship with their husband only happens once they admit that I.
Yeah.
Once there's no I, and once I try to be exactly as the other person wants me to be. The problem in this sort of perspective is that after certain years, she would come to the realization that, okay, where am I? Simply put, this is going to be the major problem.
So, hey, you know what you need to do? You need to differentiate kindness from self-erasure.
Yeah.
Because many women believe that sacrifice means constantly saying yes.
Yeah, being a people pleaser.
Exactly. Although Islam does praise selflessness, mm-hmm. but selflessness is meaningful when it does not come from the fear of rejection or fear of loss.
Yeah.
Right? So this is very important. Then I would say...
And this is very important, by the way. This must be highlighted. Like, when once you want to be selfless mm-hmm. in order to achieve something out of people's attention, this is not being selfless. This is being people pleaser.
Yeah. And many women, unfortunately, especially in our cultures, they believe that I have to stop after marriage. And that stop is which actually erases your personal identity. So instead, you should, you know, continue to grow as an individual. Mm-hmm. Keep reading, keep learning, just
and
read
keep
books.
Dreaming.
Exactly.
And probably if you're...
Keep living.
Yeah, keep living. Like nothing has changed in the world.
Yes.
Except that only another person is added to your own family. So you can still go for education. You can still follow the interests that you had, the passions that you had previously.
Indeed. So, you know, just... I would say just read books, develop skills, cultivate wisdom, stay intellectually curious.
Nothing has changed.
Nothing has changed around you. So pursue the beneficial interests and grow because it's growth that gives fresh life to the marriage.
Yeah.
So keep growing, keep writing, keep just reading, continue with your hobbies. Nothing has stopped. You're not dead.
Exactly.
Just keep living.
And don't forget your friends, probably, because I've seen it among many of my aunts and the elder people. Like, mm-hmm. once they come to talk about the experiences they had at the very beginning of their marriage, they would say that the first thing happened to me. I had to forget about all the circles that I had.
Yeah, and it all starts with this, you know, a deep sigh.
I wish I knew the address of that friend of mine.
I wish I didn't forget about them. Exactly.
Entirely.
Keep just be active.
Keep going.
Who stopped you?
Yeah.
It's the I think a husband is very poor here who gets all this tag, who has never said anything, but yet, you know, he has this tag. So you should know a stagnant individual is, you cannot create a dynamic relationship if you're this kind of individual. So like, be active and continue being yourself, continue with your hobbies, everything that makes you happy.
Do not quit yourself.
Yes, do not quit yourself. Do everything that makes you happy as long as it's not haram.
Exactly, yeah.
I would say also, one of the important things is that you should also have convictions instead of merely opinions that you borrow from others.
This is really important.
Right. So
you should have a school of thought for your own self.
Exactly. So, you know, individuality is not dressing differently. It is knowing, it is, you know, what you believe, what you used to believe in, what you value, what you cannot compromise with, what you are still learning. So a woman should be...
acknowledging, and I do believe that individuality, if I want to put it simply, I would say it this way, that individuality is believing that there is only one me in this world.
Yeah. So, you know, you should know that a woman is capable of respectfully disagreeing. As also Quran, you know, it reflects about the records of believing women who have been questioning, who have been asking, who have been expressing themselves respectfully.
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong in being an individual yourself while also being V. So just we have to avoid extremes and we have to be that, you know, on that middle path.
Thank you. And by the way, this was one of the most interesting topics that we ever discussed, because I think individuality matters a lot. And I've seen many people who do not know the importance of the topic once they get to realize, who am I really? What am I doing in this relationship? What is my share in this relationship? So before you get into that part, into that very devastating point, try to respect your own self before anything else. And with that, I guess, comes respect for others as well. So thank you very much for staying with us, following us, and I hope you would do well until another episode of Muslim Ladies. So take care of yourself. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. But this waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.